in the form of grace. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter Edition. And today's Wonder Chapter is Exodus Chapter 7. And it's going to be another short Wonder Chapter. Brief, but let's get straight to it. Oh my life, God, we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of provision. We thank you for always being there for us. Father, may you send on your Holy Spirit to come and guide us, to come and protect us, and to come and be with us in everything that we do. Forgive us where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, in what you have done and what you have failed to do. Almost for Father, may you continue providing us and may you look down into our hearts. We have so many petitions and requests and we pray that you may listen to all of them. For all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. Wow. Welcome once again. And as usual, let's start off with a banger. Let's start off without wasting time. Exodus chapter 7. Then the Lord said to Moses, "See, I have made you like God to Pharaoh, and your brother Aaron will be your prophet. You are to say everything I command you, and your brother Aaron is to tell Pharaoh to let the Israelites go out of his country. But I will harden his heart, and though I will multiply my signs and wonders in Egypt, he will not listen to you. Then I will lay my hand on Egypt, and with my mighty acts of judgment, I will bring out my divisions, my people, the Israelites. And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord, when I stretch out my hand against Egypt and bring the Israelites out of it." Moses and Aaron did just as the Lord commanded. Moses was 80 years old and Aaron was 83 when they spoke to Pharaoh. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "When the Pharaoh asks you, perform a miracle. Then say to Aaron, take your staff and throw it on the ground before Pharaoh, and it will become a snake." So when Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh, they did just as the Lord commanded. Aaron threw his staff down in front of Pharaoh and his officials, and it became a snake. Pharaoh then summoned wise men and sorcerers, and the Egyptian magicians also did the same things by their secret arts. Each one threw down his staff and became a snake, but Aaron's staff swallowed up their staffs. Yet Pharaoh's heart became hard, and he would not listen to them, just as the Lord had said. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Pharaoh's heart is unyielding. He refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning. As he goes out to the river, confront him on the bank of the Nile and take in your hand the staff that was changed into a snake." Then the Lord said to him, "The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has sent me to say to you, let my people go so that they may worship me in the wilderness. But until now, you have not listened. This is what the Lord says. But by this you will know that I am the Lord your God. With the staff that is in my hand, I will strike the water of the Nile, and this will be changed into blood. The fish of the Nile will die, and the river will stink. The Egyptians will not be able to drink its water." The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron, take your staff and stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, over the streams and canals, over the ponds and all the river reservoirs, and they will turn to blood. Blood will be everywhere in Egypt, even in vessels of wood and stone." Moses and Aaron did just as the Lord commanded. He raised the staff in presence of Pharaoh and his officials and struck the water of the Nile, and all the water was changed into blood. The fish in the Nile died, and the river smelled so bad that the Egyptians could not drink its water. Blood was everywhere in Egypt, but the Egyptian magicians did the same things by their secret arts. and Pharaoh's heart became hard, so he could not listen to Moses and Aaron, just as the Lord had said. Instead, he turned and went to his palace, and he did not even take this to heart. And all the Egyptians dug along the Nile to get drinking water, because they could not drink the water of the river. 7 days after that, the Lord struck the nail. So today we are seeing a fierce battle between the Lord and the magicians of Israel. We see Moses and Aaron coming to liaise, to vibe Pharaoh to let the Israelites go. But Pharaoh's heart is as hard as stone. We see that the Lord performs various kinds of miracles, but Pharaoh still insists. Just as the Lord had told Aaron, you see, our Lord doesn't lie. He told Aaron and Moses, "Great Aaron, Moses, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be a hard task, but stick to it." And we see Moses and Aaron performing miracles, but the Egyptian sorcerers and magicians were also doing the same thing. So this is like, tells us as Christians that we should be alert. Not everything that we'll do, not even that we'll do ABC, is doing it from the power of God. We should always pray for that spirit of right judgment, for that spirit of direction from God to acknowledge what is right and what is wrong. The first message I got here was from verse 4. "He could not listen to you, then he will not listen to you. Then I will lay my hand on Egypt, and with my mighty acts of judgment, I will bring out my divisions and my people." This was the Lord telling Moses and Aaron that, hey, Aaron, Moses, you're going to Pharaoh, but he's not going to listen. But you go there. Now, I know you could be picturing, how many of you would actually go? I'm sure some of you would start questioning God already, but God, Kati, you are telling us that you will not listen to us. Now you're telling us to go. What's up? But Aaron and Moses patiently wait and obey instructions. How patient can you be? How patient can you be? And why were they patient? They were patient because they knew that all God's promises are yes. So they were not moved, because they knew that God Almighty would come through for them at the end of the day. So no matter how many times they would go to or fro to the Pharaoh, they were not moved. They were not bothered, because they knew they were going to have the last laugh. And that's the kind of faith we are urged to have as Christians. That no matter of the situations, no matter how worsening things look, that at the end of the day, God is going to come through. Amen? That's something that we should learn. And the other message we see from verse 12. What does verse 12 tell us? "Each one threw down his staff and it became a snake, but Aaron's staff swallowed up their staffs." Amen. So now, when the Pharaoh asked Moses and Aaron to perform magic, a miracle, Aaron throws his staff and it becomes a snake. Pharaoh is like, he even laughs. Then he calls his bad boys, his magicians, and tells them to do the same thing, and they do. But I told you, you know, the Lord that we serve, he's not an ordinary God. He's not an everyday person. His snake swallows the rest of the other people's snakes. Can you say amen? his snake swallows the other snakes for the other people. Because that's the Lord that we serve, period. Nothing is hard for him. And as Christians, we are told we are destined to be on top. We are the heads and not the tails. And that is why Aaron's snake ate the other snakes. Why? Because we're not on the same level. God is above all of them. God is greater than all of them. And that's the Lord that we serve. And lastly, we see after Pharaoh refusing for the Israelites to come out, we see God continuing to perform many more miracles to an extent that he even changed the whole Nile to blood and all the water that were in the reservoirs of Egypt. Have you ever asked yourself why the Lord was doing this? Have you ever asked yourself why he was doing this? It's because he loves you and he cares for you. That's how much the Lord is willing to go because of you. That's how much the Lord is willing to go because of you. But can you see it? Or you're too busy, or you're too occupied with your earthly things to acknowledge what the Lord is doing for you? Have you taken a time? Have you taken time aside? Those small things that the Lord is always doing out of love for you. Have you taken time aside to reflect on them? And that's the message I had for you today. Get some time. Sit down. Read Exodus chapter 7. What do you learn from it? Write to us, dailygracewithallan@yahoo.com. We really want to hear from you. We really want to learn from you. The Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Don't forget that. Almighty loving God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, for always protecting us, for always guiding us, for always fighting for us, Father. So many times we forget where we have come from. So many times we even forget to acknowledge the things that you are doing in our lives. But because of your love and because of your mercy, you continue to do them. You continue to be there for us. You continue to protect us. Father, we do not take it for granted. We appreciate it and we love you. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name, that the same virtues you gave Moses and Aaron, that the same faith and the same patience that you gave them, you will give them unto us. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.